For a wash and clean, use deep cleaning Oxidol.
Oxidol in deep cleaning.
Oxidol's own market. All over America, the news is up, and everywhere there's a tremendous amount of talk and excitement about deep cleaning Oxidol. Women are getting washes so wonderfully clean and white they can hardly believe it. They're discovering that deep cleaning Oxidol reaches deep down into fabrics and gets out the gray dirt left in clothes by the leading wash day suds, the leading short cut suds. Now, this fact was demonstrated to women recently, and I'd like you to hear from Mrs. John Rising of St. Bernard, Ohio, who attended the demonstration. Here's what she thought.
But in this washing demonstration, they used my clean clothes. At least, I thought they were clean because I just washed them with the leading suds the way you told me. And then they washed those clothes over again. Well, this time, with deep cleaning Oxidol, you just have seen the dirty wash wash out. It came out of those clothes where I thought they were clean. That dirty wash water showed me Oxidol really can get out the gray dirt left in clothes by those leading shortcut suds.
Thanks, Mrs. Rising. And ladies, here's something we'd like you to try. Next wash day, use deep cleaning Oxidol and see for yourself how much dirt Oxidol can get out of your clothes. And even more surprising, look at the clothes themselves. When you use deep cleaning Oxidol, your clothes look sparkling white and bright. And your clothes feel soft and fluffy. And your clothes smell sweet, too. Yes, your clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean with deep cleaning Oxidol. Yep, Oxidol is really thick. Deep clean clothes stay brighter, new looking longer. So don't wash clothes with suds that leave dirt in. Get clothes deep clean, sparkling clean with deep cleaning Oxidol.
Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.
Ask your dealer for Oxidol today. And now, for Ma Perkins. Well, just when we thought cousins would be exposed as the hypocrites and swindlers we know they are, they did some clever lying. And now, Ma, Faye, and the rest of the folks just don't know what to believe. Generous, sentimental Ma just hates the idea that her own cousins might be unworthy of the love she's given. Ma doesn't know Sylvester's newest one, played on Evie, to keep Evie's and Willie's money. That's what Ma's going to learn today. Well, it's shortly after supper time now, and Ma's upstairs. She hears the front door open, and Ma calls,
Is that somebody at the front door, Faye? Are you there, Faye, dear? Chester? Oh, evening, Chester. I'll be right down. Oh, here I am, Chester. Why, hello, Chester, dear. I thought Faye was down here. Oh, you got the kitchen door closed. I opened two different rooms.
I tried to get you on the phone, Faye. I was telling I was here, but the line was busy. If I'd have waited to try again, I'd have missed my bus. Reckon you don't have to guess too hard to figure out why I come over now.
Yes, I reckon I can guess. You want to know what happened today with the present?
That's right, Ma. And I won't even apologize for being nosy. So, what happened, Ma? Can you bring joy and gladness to old Shuffle's heart and tell me the cousins are packing their bags right this minute with Constable Jim Tookie standing over them while they're doing it?
No. No, they ain't packing their bags.
Ma, you ain't telling me the cousins have wiggled out of this one, too.
Maybe there wasn't nothing to wiggle out of.
Nothing to wiggle? Ma, well, here, let's sit down. I kind of feel like the floor is shaking. Did you say nothing to wiggle out of?
Yes, let's sit down, Chester, dear. You know, it's our mistake. I just don't know what to say. What to tell you?
Well, tell me first, yes or no. Did the cousins admit they took Willie and Evie's life savings for that fool mining stock? Willie himself stood right here in this house and told us what they done. How could the cousins deny it?
They didn't deny it, Chester. They said they... Well, they was just the middleman. They passed the money on to this friend of theirs out west. The one whose mining company it is. Yes, I believe it's the name. Cousin Sylvester and Cousin Ed say they wasn't in the deal themselves.
They wasn't in the deal themselves. Sylvester Rogers shows up with a new car just a few days after Willie hands in the money. But he ain't in the deal itself.
Okay, Morgan. Let's leave that past for a minute.
Next question. How about them lies which Sylvester told you? Them lies to you and to say both. Time after time.
Sylvester said that it wasn't no lies, Cecil. Sylvester said he was just following his friend's instructions. Just saying what his friend, Mr. Myers, told him to say. Trying to protect Mr. Wise and Billy Bull. Just following instructions.
Just following instructions. But what kind of instructions? Oh, that don't even make no difference. The main point is this, Ma. You act like you believe this cop and bull story the president handed you.
Do you believe it?
Ma, well, can this be my own Ma person? You mean to tell me you do believe it?
I can't just see how and why I'm a human. I'm feeling kind of hurt on purpose. Don't you know what's going through my mind and heart?
Oh, I do, Ma. I do. They're your cousins, Paul's cousins. You just hate to believe bad about them. I ain't hurting you on purpose. But fact's a fact, Ma. Fact. They ain't fancy. And it ain't you or me who's bringing the hurt around here. It's them, the cousins. Oh, Ma, I rode over here on the bus with such feelings, such emotions. Maybe everything's going to be okay again, I said to myself. Maybe I'll sell my lumber yard in Middleborough, and I'll come back to Westville Center. Everything will be the way it used to be, before the cousins come to town. And Ma will get Willie's and Eddie's money back for him, and Willie will come back to his old job, and there we'll be just like we used to be, forever and always again. And my mind turned to you, Ma, and how you must have suffered today, nailing them cousins with their own lives. So I figured how I'd set with you tonight and try to ease up your suffering, to help Ma forget them wounds which the cousins have left. Then, my emotions and feelings coming over on the bus, Ma. Now what do I find? Hornswoggled again. They've wiggled out of it again. Cause Ma won't never be convinced until everything's gone to rack and ruin. Not just Cecil, not just Willie and Eddie and their life savings, but Ma herself. Say, the lumberyard, everything. Well, I can tell by the way you're sitting there, Ma, that, like always, I've talked too much. Okay, Ma. Maybe I shouldn't bother you no more with this cousin business. I only didn't mean to help out, but it just breaks up you and me so terrible, I'll just stay away, Ma. You can pretend like yourself and didn't say nothing.
I should never pretend that, Cecil. You may be right, but the thing, Cecil, is there's lots of things in this world which we can't never exactly forget. All that. You do something, maybe you've got the test before you can look back and find out whether you've done right or wrong. What have I done? I helped some cousins who need help. Why is that bad? To this minute, I don't think that that was very impressive. But now, for reasons that nobody can understand, my person is trying to do good, which resulted so far in things bad. We've got to wait and see. About this money, really, you know, maybe Sylvester is telling us the truth. Maybe he is. Don't you recognize how we got to wait and see? Because, Cecil, what if Willie and Eddie made money on the deal? As I understand it, they put up $1,700 in cash, plus $300, which they owe Sylvester himself. What if they get back a profit? Then is the deal a wickedness on the side of the cousin? No. Cousin's been a favor for our little mother. Is that true?
Yes, ma'am. That's true.
Well, you know it's a compare. Could I ever forgive myself if right tonight I went up to Cousin Denise and I said, I don't love you no more, Denise. Or if I went up to Cousin Ed and Cousin Sylvester and said they couldn't work in the lumber yard anymore. And then it was true that they'd done Willie a favor. They are giving Willie back his money, you know. They're writing a letter or sending a telegram to this man out west that he should buy back Willie's stuff.
They're what? They're giving Willie back his money?
Didn't you understand that?
Yeah.
Maybe I didn't say it. Yes. I mean, Cecil really needs his money to live on until he gets a job, and they're giving it back to him.
Anyhow, they're trying.
I'm going to say something real terrible, Ma. I don't believe what you just said. I mean, I won't believe the cousins are going to give the money back to Willie till Willie shows me that money in cash. No, sir. Because, Ma, I still don't believe one word the cousin says.
Well, I know how you feel, but taste of the old thing. And until it's proved otherwise, you've got to believe the best, not the worst. I can't go around being suspicious at my own family. We'll find out soon enough about Willie's money, and then... Something?
Yeah, I believe it is somebody coming in or going out.
Willie?
Yeah, it's Willie. In here, Willie.
Hello, Willie, dear. In the parlor.
Hi, Willie. Holy smoke, Ma, the darndest thing. I absolutely don't know what I'm going to do.
Why, where is he? What is it?
Effie, the money. Sylvester got a hold of Effie, and now Effie don't want to turn in the stock. Effie don't want our money back. I told her we need the money to live on until I find a job, but Effie says we can mortgage the house. How do you like that? Mortgage the house.
Willie?
Did you say Sylvester got a hold of Effie? Is that what you said, Willie?
Yeah. And Effie says we hurt Sylvester's feelings asking for the money. And now Effie says that we should...
There you are, Ma. There you are once more. For the millionth time, the cousins are wiggling out of it. Give Willie back his money? Not a chance in the world. They're pulling the strings and Effie's dancing. Now do you believe me, Ma? The cousins are bad. Willie's money is gone. And Ma Perkins, she just sits there and lets it happen.
Ladies, if you have a really big wash to do each wash day, you'll especially welcome Deep Cleaning Oxidol and the giant economy-sized Psychic. Well, you'll find that this giant economy-sized Oxidol will do almost any family's wash for a whole month. Yes, just one giant economy-sized package of Oxidol can do a family's wash for a whole month. And what a wash you'll get with this Deep Cleaning Oxidol. A wash so sparkling clean, you can see it's clean, feel it clean, even smell it clean. So for a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, ask your dealer for Deep Cleaning Oxidol today in the giant economy-sized package that does most any family's wash for a whole month. And so, Effie would rather mortgage the house than hurt poor Sylvester's feelings. And what's Ma going to do now? And more than ever, Duffel feels that he's a voice in the wilderness. Well, Duffel makes one last appeal to Ma tomorrow. But now this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again tomorrow to Oxidol's own Ma Perkins, same time, same station. For a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, use Deep Cleaning Oxidol.
Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.